I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. It is a pleasure to be with you. This show has been on air and on podcast for over 12 years. It is a finalist in the People's Choice Podcast Awards, and super grateful to all of you who write in, who connect, who let me know how you're enjoying the show, thoughts you have, the guests, and so forth. It means a lot. If you'd like to subscribe, I urge you to do so because it's so easy. All the new shows come in right to your inbox, and you get to click on it and listen at your leisure. Also, please leave us a 5-star review because it helps people who like this conversation, and it is the number one transformation conversation, to find the show and know that it exists. And I'm going to be delivering an amazing guest today. Super excited. Finally, she's here. I've known her for a couple of years, and I'm amazed she hasn't been on before, but you know, timing is always perfect. So a little bit later, Neva, my friend, who is a 9-year-old whiz kid, is going to be here, Neva Lee Rekla, and she's going to be talking about her expertise on how to raise your young entrepreneur. You might have one in your household. I think our children today are definitely the big leaders of tomorrow, so it's so important we show up for them. Also, if you are ready to be interviewed yourself on radio and podcast, if you're ready to take your business big, please know that an arm, a branch of the tree of your business must be how to be interviewed, because PR is free. And if you know how to be interviewed, if you know how to get results and knock it out of the ballpark, if you know the entire system A to Z, you can do the work on your own. You don't even have to hire a publicist unless you have the money to do so. But it is an amazing way to build your business, to sell your books, to fill your workshops, to have your clients know who you are, to have your community find you. Because every time you're interviewed, you're meeting 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 new people all at once from our well-nurtured audience. So if you're ready, I'm ready to teach you. My live class is rolling out again. I've got a special price right now only. The price will change. So go to debbied.net/visibility, debbied.net/visibility. And join in there. You're also, when you register, going to get a free 1-hour strategy session with me, $500 value. So lots of goodies there. And there's also a video of content that I created for you on how to be interviewed that I'm giving away for free. DebbieD.net/visibility. Love to have you join me if you are ready to learn exactly how to be interviewed, how to get results, where the shows are, and how to be the best guest. I'm ready to teach you. DebbieD.net/visibility. I want to talk a little bit here at the beginning about how to expand your vision, because a lot of the conversation we're having today, I'm having with my friends and so forth, is really about having a vision of unbounded power of consciousness, the kind of consciousness that actually uplifts others. It uplifts us, it heals, it supports us and the world as a whole, which is so important right now. Because when we begin to live from a space of awareness, an awareness that is without boundaries in time and space, we see how we can transform our outer reality as we transform our inner reality. Because in truth, it is actually one reality. Both inner and outer are one. It is wholeness, right? So I offer you this thought for today, which is, I live in wholeness every minute of every day. It was Mata Amritan Ananda Mayi who said, if we dive deep enough into ourselves, we will find the one thread of universal love that ties all beings together. This show is sponsored by Dr. Dane Heer, H-E-E-R.com and AccessConsciousness.com. They do beautiful energy work out into the world. They've been a friend to this show for many, many years. So if you're ready to change your life quickly, go to one of their classes, or if you'd like to become a facilitator, they're everywhere in the world. It's Dr. Dane Heer, D-A-I-N-H-E-E-R.com. As well as accessconsciousness.com. Their classes are stupendous. So my question to you is, what are you going to celebrate today? And who do you know who is a youth that you look at and celebrate or want to see celebrated? How are you going to support our youth today? I've got an expert here who can tell you how. It is Neva Lee Reckless. She's an entrepreneur, 9-year-old entrepreneur, author, speaker, and inspiration. And Neva is on a mission to inspire 1 million kids to do business and encourage adults to support them. She says that even if kids don't want to do business, if they know they can, they'll believe they can do anything. Neva Lee Reckla is an expert on kid clarity, intuitive oracle card reader, and she's also the host of the Superpower Kids Show. I was just interviewed on her program, so you want to go there and hear that interview as well. And I welcome Neva Lee Reckla to the show. So great to have you here, my dear.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited.
Yeah, there's so much we were talking about before on your show. So I'm going to weave a little bit, because we were on a roll with some of that conversation about creating dreams, about what, how to know when things belong to you and don't belong to you, about some of the dreams you're creating. So let's start, just so people get to know you, Neva. What is the work that you do out in the world? How do you see yourself out in the world as a business? Do I say businesswoman? Business human? Business people? Being?
That's a really good question. So if you don't mind, I can share a little bit of my backstory.
Please, yeah.
So I started business at 2, wanting business cards. And I asked my parents if I could have business cards because I saw that they had them. And at the time, I kind of just assumed they're these really cool little like things that people get to hand around. I want them. And the original answer was no. But then they said yes. And so I had my own business cards out too. But then we realized I don't really have a business. I'm just handing out my card with my name and face on it. And so a friend of ours at the time gave me a bag of Italian glass bracelets that I could sell for $10. And I started this at the business conference that we go to that is called CEO Space. And I've been doing business ever since that. And I've ran multiple different businesses. And then now I am a podcaster and an author. And my book reached an Amazon bestseller 3 hours after it being out. And so I would say, maybe I'm an inspirational young leader. That's how I look at myself.
I like that, because there's a lot of room there. And you said you've run many businesses since you got your business card at 2. What kind of businesses? So how did the bracelets do, by the way? The Italian?
They did well.
Yeah?
They did well. I have 3 that I wanted to keep to myself, mm-hmm. and they're in my room, and those are my little trinkets. I did have you heard of, what are they called? They're like stick-on nails. My sister and I, yeah, they're Jamberry. My sister and I did them, and her name is Danica. My name is Neva, so we called them Diva Jams because that's our name mix. And so we did Jamberry for a while, and that worked out really well. We loved doing that. And then I started my veteran business where I draw pictures and write poems for wounded warriors and vets. And I started that because the business conference that we go to does a veterans recognition. And so my parents are both, and we're both in the military. And one day I realized I want to do something to give back. because they've done so much for me and so much that I could be here. And so I started writing poems and drawing pictures for them, and I still do that. And then I did promotional videos for people's businesses, and then I started my podcast a little bit before that. And I've been doing my podcast, Superpower Kids, for 3 years. I started when I was 7, and now I'm 10. So that's been going really exciting. Yeah.
I was actually there when you were announcing your birthday. So I think I must have missed the number. I'm making you younger than you are. You can make me younger than I am anytime. Okay? Just so we're clear. So 10, this is amazing. I just want people to know, so your book is called When Pigs Can Fly?
When Pigs Fly.
When Pigs Fly. And where can people get it, and what is the book about?
So the book is about, it is a guide for parents on how to inspire kids to do business. And it basically shows them that, like you kind of said, that even if kids don't want to do business, it shows them that it is possible. Mm-hmm. And teaching parents how to believe in their kids if maybe they weren't believed in as a kid. And even if you're not a parent, showing that like kids are, can be equal. And also, not just kids, like you can do it too. And showing, I have little areas in the book for kids that are maybe a little bit younger and they want to go to business conferences, showing them here are a few steps if you want to learn how. And so I do that, and it's a great book that parents can read with their kids or can read alone. And then you can go to my website, superpowerkids.com, and it will teach you all about me, and it will teach you all about my book as well.
And superpowerkids.com, is that also where your podcast is?
Mm-hmm. Everything about me and my business.
Beautiful. Okay. So simple. Love it. So I want to jump into it, Neva. What are some tools that we parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, brothers, older brothers, sisters, or maybe even teachers out there, other inspirational leaders, what kind of tools can we use that will help raise a young entrepreneur such as yourself?
Ooh, that's a good question. The first thing I would say is believe in them, because it's pretty challenging to do something in the world that, especially as a young entrepreneur, when somebody doesn't believe in you, because it makes it harder to believe in ourselves. And so, like, sometimes we notice someone tells us we can't do something, it makes us feel upset. And then we feel like we can't do it. So belief is the first thing. I would also say encouragement, and that kind of goes with belief. I would, and like making, showing them that there is a new way of doing things and that they can do it. And I would say that is really important. And then including them, because sometimes if like, you can talk about it, but then if you don't really live it and you don't really show them that it's possible, it's just a conversation. Oh. And like we were talking about on my podcast, take the steps towards your dream. And sometimes as a kid, we don't really know how, because we're still new to the world and we're still experiencing new things. So the idea of taking a step towards our dreams can be a little bit scary, and it's still scary for some adults. And so if we show the kids that, oh, look, you can go to this business conference, or come to this business meeting with me, or maybe even playing out with them, like what you can do to like become an entrepreneur, and something like a cute little exercise. If you took a piece of paper and you wrote out like a business card idea for them and have them draw on it and make it into a business card, that type of thing. And something I do is if I see kids, I hand out these little business cards that say, my big idea is, and my name is, and you can reach me here. Because it's really cool being able to be like, oh, look, here's where you can find out what I do. And here's how you can support me. And here's how I can support you. that is really cool. And so those simple things, and also like believing in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, but you encourage others, it's a little bit challenging to believe in others. So find the courage in yourself first, and then show them the way. Because having someone show you the way and knowing, oh, look, they believe that they can do it, they're doing it, they're living their dream in their path, that's really cool to see as a kid. So those little things.
As an adult too, by the way, it's still, trust me, it's going to be just as awesome when you get older. And I love all of this because I think we all need people to look to be inspiring. You know, when some of my clients come to me and talk to me about becoming an international best-selling author, I say to them, you know, part of the process you're embarking on, this really is about you. It is about your dream to reach that. But what I want you to know is the influence you're going to have out people you know and don't know who will see you had a dream and you made it come true and how big that dream is. It's so important. We all need that inspiration, right? Mm-hmm. We need that yes, these things can still happen. So I just want to reiterate, you said the components are to believe in ourselves first, and that the adults believe in us, that we are encouraged by whomever is helping us out with the dream. We are also going to find new ways to do things. I love that. Contrary action can be powerful. New avenues, new paths. Mm-hmm. Also to be inclusive. There have the parents or the adults help us by being inclusive, and also to model for us what that looks like. Know that we take steps, as they say, like in the law of attraction, the word action is in there. So you do have to take action. Business cards, that was phenomenal. I really liked that we could have the adult write a business card, and then I'm including myself, like you, 10 years old, I'm going to draw on my own card. I love that idea. What a great, unique card that and or to write my big idea is, and these are tremendous. So when we have adults, we have people we look up to who are modeling, who are encouraging and believing in us, what happens to the adult? What changes for us? What changes for our environment when we choose to support you and our children?
I would say, like we talked about this on my show, like, you're able to look back and go, oh, I was able to help the start of an inspirational young leader. Mm-hmm. Or also kind of, I find that something I do, and I'm still technically a kid, when I look at younger kids and I'm able to see how fearless they are, it kind of makes me learn something. It helps me learn a new way of living. Mm-hmm. And I imagine the same thing could be true with adults, that if you look back and go, oh, I helped my kid do this, you get to learn so much more. And so, like, my nephew, he's 3, and he's so cute, and he's very energetic, but just being able to see the world through his eyes and being able to be like, oh, I helped him learn this, or he's learning this new thing because of school, or he's experiencing this. It helps me learn something, and it's very powerful to be able to look back and go, I helped them do this, or they're doing this, and they are inspiring others, things like that. And like I said, you can learn a lot from them.
Yeah. So with all of this, these are some ways to encourage a dream. I want to talk now a little more specifically about a business model. So you've actually created businesses. I know your parents have very successfully created businesses. So this is a beautiful, talk about being modeled. This is a beautiful way to model something out in the world. How would you recommend, if there's some kid, if there's a child, a young adult listening, and they're like, I have a dream, but I want to create a business, but I don't really know how. Are there really specific ways, Neva, that we can turn our dream as children into a reality?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I would say, look at what you like doing. first. Like, think about the smallest things you like doing. It could be playing with your toys, or it could be going out and meeting with friends. Think about that, or think about times you've helped others, or think about times someone else has helped you. Think about the smaller things first, and then build them up on each other. So think about a time, let's say this out. So let's say you saw someone fall off their bike and their knee got hurt, so you go and help them. And then you trip and fall, and then another person comes and helps you. If you notice that there's signs of like, oh, everybody's helping each other. So maybe it could turn into you start helping people. And like even that, like helping others. And soon it could turn into people hire you to go and help them out with maybe, let's say, like, I can't think of an example, like maybe putting up their groceries. And then you start helping people and they start hiring you to do that. That's a business. And, or some kids do lemonade stands. You could start a lemonade area. Like you could create your own little building and it could be this cool little thing. So things like that. Start with the things that you like and you know are small. Because sometimes we work up smaller things that get us outside of our comfort zones. Because I would say like starting small and then taking baby steps towards something huge is really cool, because then that makes this huge thing even better, because you get to look back and go, all these little steps I made to this point were worth it. And maybe something huge you think is huge now is something very small compared to what you're going to do in the next 2 years. So take baby steps towards what you like doing, and maybe gather a group of friends who likes doing the same thing and start working on that. And you can start creating businesses in very small areas, and you can start making your dreams become a reality. And it doesn't even have to be a business, but just looking at the things you like, I think.
So what about you then, Neva? What do you like? What are the things that really float your boat, rock your world? I have a feeling animals is one of them, just because we talked about that quite a bit. But I am curious, what is like at your core? What are your values or the things that make you feel like you're lit up?
I would say, one, doing interviews, because this is a lot of fun. Spending time with family, I would say, because like no matter what, family is family. And so those small things, like I love hanging out with my brother and I love hanging out with my sister. Those things make me happy. And hanging out with my mom and dad, going out with them, or spending time with my friends. I do worship at our church. And so I sing and dance around for little kids, and I volunteer there as well. So I like helping others, and like you said, animals, like anything I can do to help animals. I really like doing that because it just lights me up. And then just being a kid, I would say, are the main things.
You made mention, I don't remember, you know, so everybody's just going to have to listen to both interviews, because now it's becoming this melting pot for me. But I know that you do 30 or 90 second videos to promote someone's business, someone's event, someone's nonprofit organization. How does that work? Is that a paid gig? How do they reach out to you? What is it that you provide?
So I used to do that, and what happened would people would either send me the products that they wanted me to look at, or they would give me a simple script based off of the things that they wanted me to talk about, or they would give me some key points, and I would go off those key points to talk about how their business helps others and what you can get from it, and just kind of uplifting the person, because I like uplifting people.
And this is something people hire you for? Is that correct?
Yeah, they hired me.
And again, it's on your Neva Lee Rekla is also, if that's easier because you see her name there, you can go to NevaLeeRekla.com and that'll send you right over to Superpower Kids as well. Mm-hmm. All connected.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So folks who are listening, this is Dare to Dream and Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing the amazing 10-year-old Neva Lee Rekla, and you can go to her website, samename.com. And if you would like to contribute to the show and support Dare to Dream, go to patreon.com/daretodream. For a dollar or more, you can contribute and help sustain this show. It takes a lot to run it. And we're always grateful for your donations, tax deductible, I might add, because this number one transformation conversation is all about you. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? And what would you create out in the world? How big and bold and free would you live? I'm here to help you create that out into the world. Go to patreon.com/daretodream, become part of the team so I can continue even after 12 years and all the amazing master conversations that I offer for free. This is ways to introduce you better and better, easier and easier, so you can live the life you really prefer and create your big, big kahuna dreams. So this is Debbie Dashinger. This is Dare to Dream podcast. I'm interviewing Neva Lee Rekla. What a name. I want to ask you about that. So she's been doing business since she was 2. Go to her name, NevaLeeRekla.com. Why did they name you this Neva Lee Rekla? Is there a reason behind it? Is there an energy behind it?
So my mom, on my mom's side of the family, her mom or my grandma's name is Nancy. Mm-hmm. And then my great-grandma's name was Reva, and then my great-grandma's mom was named Eva. So I have that, and then that is everyone, how my name is made, my first name. And then my middle name is Lee, and I think that is because on my dad's side of the family, my great-grandma's middle name is Lee.
Oh, that's beautiful. They gave you a little bit of everybody in your lineage, too.
Yeah.
Empower you to go forth in the world. And I love that you bring up your family. I just want to address that because I know your mom and dad, Tanya and mm-hmm. Justin, and I want to know, what is it like to be you, Neva? What is it like to be the offspring, the child of Justin and Tanya?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So a little bit more of my story. When I was like a baby to around 2, I was living on a ranch. So we grew our own food. Mm-hmm. We had bunnies and we had chickens, and I had a chicken who didn't like me. I was attacked by a rooster. And so we grew up there for a little bit, and then we moved to Colorado for a little bit. And so it's been a lot of fun. Like, we like traveling, and then family is very important to us. So I love, like I said, I love spending time with my siblings, and I love hanging out with like my sister and her boyfriend. So there's a lot of fun things that we like doing as a family. And that's really important to us. We call ourselves the 24/7 family because like we're doing things with each other. And that's really important to us.
So what I know about your parents, besides being unbelievable human beings, incredibly wise and connected in deep ways, they're so smart. Oh my God, mm-hmm. your mom and dad, woof, off the charts. Mm-hmm. What's that like? Even conversations with them, the amount of information and data that they understand at a deep mm-hmm. level and can retain.
It's a lot of fun. Because, like, even if I don't understand what they're talking about, and sometimes I do, sometimes I really understand it, but even if I don't, I see the power in it. And I see, oh, look, they're doing something to make a difference. And so my mom is the one who started Superpower Experts, which is where my podcast is run. And I know that that's making an impact. We have 1 million downloads a month. And we have a bunch of amazing shows on there. And they've taught me to make an impact, but do it in a way that I know being my authentic self, and do it in a way that I know I can look back and go, I did that. And knowing that it will make an impact on people, and it will make an impact on myself, and it will help me grow and help others grow. Mm. So it's really powerful and yet really fun at the same time.
So I want to talk about Burning Man. I need to go there. So, you know, I'm a little jealous, but I may have to talk to your mom about joining you at some point. I haven't been yet, and I have a lot of curiosity and a lot of intrigue. So tell me, how many times have you been to Burning Man with your family? What was it like? We'll start there, because I have a couple of questions around this for you.
So this year was my third year in a row. It's a lot of fun, I would say. It's really dusty.
Yeah, okay, good. You need description, because that's what I picture, like a dust bowl. It's dirty. Where do you shower? How do you get dressed?
So our camp.
The dirt.
So our camp is Buddha camp. And Buddha camp.
Ta-da.
So we had a shower, but some camps did not. So we had these amazing people, and I'm very grateful for them, because I could not imagine not showering for 2 weeks.
Totally.
But we had a heated shower, and that, when you are at Burning Man, a heated shower is, it's amazing. And so we had people make the shower, and something Buddha Camp does is we do espressos, and that's our little gift to the playa. Yeah. And then there we have a bunch of fun. And then we had these like assigned jobs. So people would cook. So my parents and I were on breakfast duty. And then I believe it was Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I think, I did oracle readings.
Yeah, tell me about that. So these oracle readings are a gift that you give to your fellow burners?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And something about Burning Man is you don't expect a gift in return.
Mm.
And that's a huge thing there. You don't give to people to expect them to give you something back. You don't pay for things on the playa except for ice and coffee. Because they had this, like, I think it was called Center Camp. Yeah, Center Camp. And they had like these things that are electrolyte tabs and stuff that people paid for, because Burning Man supplied them. And ice is a really important thing. So we paid for them. And then we would go to Center Camp and stuff. And then my oracle readings I would do for people during breakfast. And so people would come over into our camp, and they would come and I would do my oracle reading and stuff, and then they would stay and get a cappuccino. We also did pancake breakfast, which was a lot of fun one day. And so it was just like this fun experience. We're really good friends with our camp leader. And we're like this community. And so we're going back there next year. And it's just like this cute little community. And it's a lot of fun. We all go to the Man Burning together. And that's our thing. We all walk there. And that was a lot of fun. And everyone had their own little areas. And we had our own little camp area.
Now, can you hear other people? So if you're in your little space or tent or whatever, can you hear, let's say people, you want to go to bed at 10, but your neighbor in your little Buddha camp says, no, man, I'm staying up till 2 a.m. Do they disturb you? Do they wake you up? Or no, everybody's very considerate and they take it outside?
Everybody is considerate, yes. So how it worked is it's a clock. So we were at 5 o'clock in Echo, and that was our thing. And then there was like a 10 o'clock and Alpha. And so it worked like a clock and an alphabet, pretty much. And so we were at 5 o'clock in Echo, and we pretty much made this kind of commitment in the camp that you go to bed whenever you want. You can stay up all day, do whatever, but be considerate. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't have a certain bedtime. We didn't have those rules, but we made a commitment that we would be considerate because our tents, so this is like, let's say this is our camp. We had all of our tents in one area in the back. Mm-hmm. So everybody's tents are next to each other and there's only a little bit of walking space. And that's fine with all of us, but we have to be considerate. So we talked about that, and yeah.
So Eva, what haven't you done? You said you're going next year. You're in already, and we're not even near it. You're just sort of finishing this year's experience, but you say you're back at Burning Man for show up. So what have you not yet done at Burning Man that you want to incorporate the next time you go?
Like everything.
Like
you don't get to experience everything. And so that's the thing. Like, you can go for 2 weeks, but then you only get to experience a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And so I'll say that there's a lot because it all changes. Something that I did with all of my, like, I gather a group of people, and we would go to this place called Camp Corny. And this place had stuffed animals. And they would do this party that you can go, and you get a certain amount of time to jump in this inflatable pool of stuffed animals and pick one stuffed animal.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. And then sometimes, I haven't done this yet because I'm not doing this, but they have this little surgery area. And so they cut a hole into your stuffed animal and then you tape them onto a stick. I did not do that.
No.
I don't want that.
No.
But I would take a group of friends and we would all go to Camp Corny and we'd get our spirit animals. And it would be a lot of fun. So, yeah, things like that. And then we had a banana camp next to us. And they had a giant hammock. And they had a bunch of banana hammocks. They called themselves Orange Camp, though. And that was their thing. So they were orangey glad we didn't say banana again.
I know that knock-knock joke. I am not kidding. That's hilarious.
And that was their thing. And there was a huge hammock, huge. And it held quite a few people. And people would be a little bit crazy and people would fall off. And one time, my friend and one of our other friends who was an adult, we went there and the guy started pushing the hammock way too much. And the adult friend grabs me. And we almost fall off the hammock. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
And so they had the banana hammock, and then next to us there was this snow cone camp. So they did snow cones, and that was their gift. Mm. And we would go out on the playa and had a lot of fun. There was this, like, boutique, and they had a bunch of clothes and, like, fanny packs, glasses, hats, and all that you could take. Whatever you wanted, you could take.
Mm.
And people would go, and then they had, like, chicken and waffles, so they would do like chicken nuggets and waffles, and that was their little thing. And so that, things like that, and just like the most random things that make your day. Or we went out with some of our friends and we went and we saw a crocodile that was made out of these handmade tiles. And there was a bunch of them. It was, I believe it was like 18,000 pounds or something. And if you can see, it's handmade because you can see like the little imprints and stuff. And so that was the little crocodile. And my friend and I climbed on it and we went inside its mouth and we went under it and we got to see like what it was made of and stuff. So things like that are really cool.
Beautiful. So I understand that while you're there, Neva, you deliver over 200 of these intuitive oracle readings to people. That's extraordinary.
That's what I did, yeah.
Yeah, so people in attendance are really receiving something yummy from you. And I understand by virtue of you doing that, that Kid Clarity was born. And just so people know, it's spelled K-I-D-K-L-A-R-I-T-Y, Kid Clarity. Tell us about Kid Clarity, and can people get readings from you even if they're not at Burning Man?
Ooh, Can you say that last part again? Because my earphone fell out.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about Kid Clarity. And also, can people receive a reading from you, an oracle reading, even if they're not at Burning Man? What if they want to get a hold of you and they want a Neva intuitive reading?
So yes, you can. If you go to, again, my website, you can look up my name, NevaLeRekla.com. That will take you to all of my things. You can get a reading from me. Mm-hmm. And that is a lot of fun. I love doing it with people. So what happens is pretty much we talk and I have my decks that we can choose from. And we talk for a little bit about kind of life and all that. And then we'll pull cards and we'll talk about the meaning of them and see how it ties into what you wanted it to tie into and all that. And it's just this yummy energy that we get to be in. And it's a lot of fun. And I made a good friend at Burning Man because I did a reading for her. We're connected on Instagram now. And so, like, connections happen through those small things. And it's thanks to Burning Man that I even started Kid Clarity. And so, yeah.
So, yeah. Awesome. I'll have to do that with you sometime. Well, yeah. Folks, this is Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. If you're tuning in, if you want to be interviewed on radio and podcast in 60 days or less, but you don't know how, you don't have publicity knowledge, you don't even know where the shows are, I've got you. Join my class at debbied.net/visibility. It is going to be a live class with me. I've taught it before, and every time my amazing students, participants leave and they soar. Some of them have parlayed their interviews into speaking on stage, into their own shows, into magazines. And I've got someone actually right now that I privately coached who is having a really big channel like a Netflix develop a reality show for her. And this is somebody who went from having severe issues to being visible and speaking out loud and being interviewed to having like so much confidence and fun around it. So you can have that and be that too. If you're ready to rock and roll, I'm ready to teach you and get you out there quickly and easily. Go to debbied.net/visibility. And let's see, we're coming towards the end here, Neva. So much I want to share about you because I think you're the greatest thing in the world. Folks who are interested, go to her website, Neva, N-E-V-A, Lee, L-E-E, Rekla, R-E-C-L-A. It'll pop you right into the Superpower Kids. This is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Oh, is that a question?
A question for you.
So my dreams and goals are, like you said, to encourage 1 million kids to do business. And that is my main goal right now. And I want to show kids that it is possible to do these amazing things. And I want to do that. I would like to write another book for kids on business and how they can do that. And that's a little bit in the future, I think. And I want to do more speaking. Mm-hmm. I want to get on more stages to share my message. I love doing like Facebook Lives with people and talking with people about business and talking about business for kids and all that. And then as for right now, those are my dreams.
How can we have just a few minutes, but so much, how can we understand what our superpower is? How would we even go about understanding this is my gift out to the world? Like this was just given to me in order to shine out there. And even for people who thought it was something that was weird about them or different, or it turns out to actually be unique and powerful. How do we know?
So one way is if you go to superpowerexperts.com, you can take the superpower quiz. So we'll ask you a couple of questions and then you get to find out what your superpowers are. But then another way is look at what you do in the world and look at how you connect with people. One of my superpowers is chameleon ability. And so I can change my energy and shift it into certain ways depending on the people that I'm connecting with. So things like that and looking into who you are, asking yourself questions. Like if you take a notebook just write down a bunch of questions for yourself, answering one each and every day. Then think about it and think about what your superpowers are based on those questions and things like that. And maybe ask people what you think, what they think that you may have. And sometimes it's really hard to decide what you think your superpowers are. So if you ask people, like, what am I good at? Or things like that. Or maybe what would you say I'm most unique? What is most unique about me? Things like that can get, like, that creative juice flowing. And it can get you answering that question for yourself. And it can get you answering that question for others.
Is there anything you want to say here at the end?
I would say, like I said before, encourage your kids that they can do something big. And even if it's not business, show them that there is a new inspiring way of living, and believe in yourself. And even if you're not a parent, kids will, it's so inspiring to see people who believe in themselves and they can say, you know what, that judgment that those people are saying doesn't matter. I love me. And I believe that I can do this, and my message is important to the world.
Mm.
And it is important to you, and it is important, like, even to me. Seeing that other people do what they say that they're here to do,
mm-hmm.
and following that guidance, holy, it is amazing to watch. So I would say just be yourself, believe in yourself, and believe in others. Mm. Because seeing someone believe in us is a huge gift, even if they don't know you. Just like believing in others and showing them that there's a possible way of living that is just having fun. And I call it like living like a kid, like not caring what anybody else thinks, believing in others and having fun while doing it. Because that is really powerful.
Well, I love you, Neva. And I believe in you, and I know you got this. I know you can do this, and I know you're going to keep shining your light and your brilliance as such a gorgeous, inspirational leader example out in the world. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so, so much, Debbie. It was a lot of fun.
It was a pleasure, as always, my friend. And I end today's show with this quote from Stephanie Tolan. It's a tough time to raise, teach, or be a highly gifted child. Schools are to extraordinarily intelligent children what zoos are to cheetahs. Every organism has an internal drive to fulfill its biological design. The same is true for unusually bright children. From time to time, the bars need to be removed, the enclosures broadened. Zoo chow, easy and cheap as it is, must give way at least some of the time to lively, challenging mental prey. Tune in next week on the interview on Dare to Dream. My guest is Sage Kingsley Goddard. She was voted the number one law of attraction teacher and awakened souls to experience total soul liberation and joy by connecting with the divine to prosper, thrive, and shine. Again, subscribe to Dare to Dream podcast so you can hear every new show that comes out in this number one transformation conversation. And if you're listening to the podcast, but you love to see what I look like, what my guests look like, our interaction and animation together, I've had people do that and come back and say, you know what? You are right. This actually is an amazing way to watch the show. It just gives you a total 3D holistic experience. Go to youtube.com/Debbie Dashinger. And remember that the secret of success is beginning to fulfill your dream in the first place. Take action. We're all waiting for you. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I am the host of the Dare to Dream award-winning podcast. If you're listening to this podcast as my gift to you for being here, 3 months free of the Thinkific business platform. Thinkific lets you create, market, sell, and deliver your own online courses. You can get the tools to turn your expertise into a money-making career right now. Go get your 3 months free at thnk.cc/deb. and they have the best business and tech support in town. Again, it's thnk.cc/deb and start building your business and making money today. thnk.cc/deb. This is Debbie Dashinger from the Dare to Dream podcast, your number one transformation conversation. Dare to Dream podcast is a finalist in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. You can subscribe to this show, Apple and Google Podcasts, Spreaker, YouTube.com/Debbie Dashinger, BBS Radio, Radio Public, Pandora, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe and leave Dare to Dream a 5-star review. Thank you in advance. I'm a media visibility authority who works with spiritual entrepreneurs, coaching them to write their book. My company guarantees that your book will become an international bestseller. Plus, I coach you on how to be interviewed on radio and podcast shows in 60 days or less and get results. Go to DebbieDashinger.com to learn more. And get your free report to finally understand what your message out to the world is. And if you're ready to get the ultimate visibility formula and be interviewed on podcasts now, go to debbied.net/visibility. That's debbied.net/visibility. This is Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream podcast. My question to you is, what would you do if you knew that you could not fail? And what would it take for you to feel completely free and bold? You can become part of the Dare to Dream podcast team. This is the number one transformation conversation available today. Please help the show by donating $1. Donate money and make a difference. Go to patreon.com/daretodream. I know you have a big purpose to fulfill, and I'm all about supporting you through these podcast conversations to show you better ways to live and create your big dreams with ease. Thanks for helping us. Go to patreon.com/daretodream. This is Debbie Dashinger from Dare to Dream, syndicated award-winning podcast, your number one transformation conversation. Thanks so much for joining today. Always appreciate you being a part of the show and for the big dreams that you contribute every day on this planet and to your life and to making everything better for everyone. So be sure to dream big. If you're ready for the ultimate visibility formula, how to be interviewed on radio and podcast shows in 60 days or less, even if you don't have a list of podcast shows or any publicity knowledge, welcome to the ultimate visibility formula. Go to debbied.net/visibility, grab your seat, because they do get filled. In this program, you get access to live group coaching sessions to systematize and learn how to be interviewed, where the right shows are, and what to present so the station or host says yes to you. The outline to put together your press media materials and your own press kit. Lifetime access to the Ultimate Visibility Formula private Facebook group of support, accountability, and community. You get a free bonus session, $500 value, one-on-one with me privately to go over your media strategy. You get publicity templates, press sheets, press kit examples, and course replays. Go to debbied.net/visibility. By the end of the program, you're going to be able to be interviewed on shows and know where the shows are. You'll receive a list of radio and podcast shows and contacts. You'll have built your media kit and pitch letter. Have your speaking points, know how to avoid freezing or fudging during an interview, and instead be confident during the process. Remember, the seats get filled, so get yours today, debbied.net/visibility. Who is this program for? This program is for people who want to be seen as the authority in their field and start to be interviewed in 6 weeks. If you're interested, if you're ready to grow, if you want to book media interviews, then this program is for you. Go to debbied.net/visibility. This is the media interview event that you can't afford to miss.
T- to contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. Forget, life is in my hands, and I can change.